Beth Cheney is an assistant professor in the Department of Health Education and Promotion at East Carolina University. She is a Master of Certified Health Education Specialist. Dr. Cheney was an active member of the American Association of Health Education, AHI. Dr. Cheney is currently serving a 5-year term on the NCHEC Board of Commissioners. She is a member of APHA and the Society for Public Health Education. Dr. Cheney's research focal areas include health education behavior theory, technological applications in health promotion, evaluation, and survey development. Dr. Cheney has numerous publications and has conducted numerous research presentations in these areas. So Dr. Cheney.
Hello, thank you for hanging in there with us for this presentation. I'm gonna talk a little bit about how to advocate for the profession. And if you know me, you know I'm a huge cheerleader for health education. So we're gonna talk about how to advocate for the profession while marketing the credentials, both the CHESS and MCHESS credential. I'll give some success stories of what's been happening around marketing both credentials. I want to recognize my co-presenter, Melissa Rarig, who helped to put this presentation together, and Melissa nor I have any personal financial relationships to disclose. So the objective of this presentation is to describe the need and challenges to advocating for the health education certifications, both the CHESS and the MCHESS. I'm going to talk about ways that CHESS and MCHESS can market the certification to employers and to legislators. And lastly, discuss some talking points that you could use when advocating for the health education certifications. So Stephen, I believe, showed the 7 areas of responsibility. These are responsibilities of health education specialists that were verified in the HEJA project that has been discussed. If you look at number 7, it's to communicate and advocate for health and health education. So this is a responsibility of us as health education practitioners and academicians and researchers is to advocate for our profession. In terms of advocating for our profession, of course, us at NCHEC, and I do represent NCHEC being a Board of Commissioner member, we like to talk about how the certifications can actually help us to advance our profession. On the individual level, both certifications actually help to verify to employers, stakeholders, and the general public that health education specialists demonstrate a specific level of professional skill through the completion of coursework and also successful completion of a national competency exam. It also implies that the health education specialist has made commitment to quality professional development. Now, if you look at those first 2 bullets, for those of us who might have a terminal degree in the field of health education, like myself and others up here on the panel, we could say, well, I can verify my skills to any employer because of my degree, number 1. And number 2, I could also say that I'm committed to professional development through my activities in other professional organizations. And to that, I would say, yes, I would probably agree with that. I think the 3rd bullet is what's really important for those of us with terminal degrees in the profession, is that certifications in this profession actually demonstrate professional support for quality assurance and the advancement of our profession. So for my colleagues who I tried to convince that certifying is incredibly important on the individual level for those that have terminal degrees, so doctorates in health education, I might not consult them on verifying to their employers that they're qualified to do their job in health education. I think the 3rd bullet is something that we as advocates really need to focus on, is how are these certifications actually helping not only with quality assurance of practice in our profession, but also advancing our health education profession. I'm going to give some examples of how we can do that and use that point to market and advocate, not only you as a certified individual, but our profession. Thank you. On the macro level, beyond the individual, I think the certification showcased that our profession is one that has distinct set of professional competencies and subcompetencies. So as Stephen mentioned and Kayla and Dr. Wilson mentioned, we're one of few fields that actually conduct a job analysis to actually verify our practice at both the entry and advanced level. We have a very select set of skills that we can bring to the table. So we showcase that through certification. Secondly, it provides standards for hiring qualified individuals. I'll give some information on employers that actually seek to hire those that are certified over those that aren't for quality assurance. And so the standard, it provides us a standard with a framework that we actually have from the HEJA and the job analysis and now the upcoming HESPA for hiring those qualified individuals. And it also creates expectations that health education programs and positions should be led by certified specialists that are qualified at either the entry or advanced level. So let's talk about some success stories. I think a lot of times, I don't know how many of you guys might be on the HEDR, which is the Health Education Directory. It's a listserv with a lot of discussion really recently around the profession, advocating on behalf of the profession. Some of you are shaking your head that you've read this, right? And I think in a lot of those discussions, we get bogged down in some of the things we aren't doing well. I want to highlight some things we've done well to advocate on behalf of our profession. The first being the state of Arkansas. So Arkansas has a Health Educator Practice Act. We are starting to see more and more interest of government entities to actually oversee or supervise the practice of health education specialists in their state. Arkansas is one of these states. With the Health Educator Practice Act, it was put into place with the purpose to protect the health, the safety, and welfare of the public by providing for the certification and regulation of persons engaged in the practice of health education who holds themselves under the title of Certified Health Education Specialist. So individuals who practice in a health education role in the state of Arkansas actually have to be certified, and they actually have to register with the Arkansas Board of Health Education. Again, the state took a role in overseeing health education practice to say we want qualified individuals in those positions. New Jersey is another example of a success story in advocacy where individuals in New Jersey have to be certified. So the public health staffing qualifications include that those are in health education positions actually have to meet national credentialing standards of the profession as a certified health education specialist. We also see this in Utah County. They actually have two different types of health educator positions within this county, and they do oversee both positions, one being a health educator number one, which means that individual actually has to be eligible for the certification to be qualified for that position. And the health educator two, that individual not only has to be eligible, but has to have the certification to practice and maintain the certification in that county. Additional success stories with advocacy is some partnerships that NCHEC has had with another professional organization, SOPE, the Society for Public Health Education. And very recently, in May 2012, the American Diabetes Association and the American Association of Diabetes Educators formed a task force, and the task force was charged with revising the ADA standards for diabetes self-management education programs. That task force sought input from individuals, the public, and other organizations on the revisions of those standards. So together, SOPE and NCHEC requested the inclusion of CHESS, the Certified Health Education Specialist, and MCHESS, the Master Certified Health Education Specialist, in those revisions for the National Diabetes Self-Management Education Standards. Specifically, what we requested, SOPE and NCHEC, was to include the CHESS and MCHESS within Standard 5, which actually addresses instructional staff. We're very happy to say that because of that advocacy from both NCHEC and SOPE, that as of September 2012, the ADA did release the newly revised standards, and CHESS and MCHESS are now recognized and designated as professional partners within multidisciplinary teams within that Standard 5 of the new ADA standards. And I just want to read to you specifically, because I think it's really interesting, the wording of the standards. The revisions specifically state, and I quote, "Reflecting the evolving healthcare environment, a number of studies have endorsed a role for other health professionals, including physicians, psychologists, and other mental health specialists, exercise physiologists, optometrists, podiatrists, and more recently, health educators, example, certified health education specialists, lay health, and community workers." So we're specifically listed now within the list of other health professions within that standard. In addition, more recently, in 2013, Sophie successfully petitioned the National Certification Board of Diabetes Educators to allow MCHES to be eligible to qualify for the exam to become a certified diabetes educator. So as of January 1st, 2014, professionals with MCHES will now be recognized as an eligible discipline to sit for that examination. We think this is a huge success for us in the credentialing world to actually have MCHES being recognized in that area. There are some other things that one would have to do in order to become eligible. So I do have a contact individual here, Nicolette Warren from Sophie. If you have any additional information or you need more information about the CDE exam, she's more than willing to discuss this with you. How many of you saw the press release about the Hawaii state resolution that came out recently from Sophie and NCHEC? Anyone see it? We're really happy to say that Hawaii state resolution, this is the very first step. It was passed to be able to form a working group. So the state of Hawaii, and again, this was one individual who said, if we're going to start having oversight of health education practice within our state, he wanted to include the certification process as part of that oversight. So going through the process of talking to decision makers and policy makers within that state, a working group was formed. They actually met just as recently as last week. Hopefully we'll have an update soon as of what the working group indicated, what's going to happen in terms of the process. But the report basically is to look at oversight, maybe licensure, state licensure, to be able to practice in the state of Hawaii as a health education specialist. We're hoping NCHEC and Sophie both put out a press release that actually supports the inclusion of the nationally recognized CHESS and MCHESS certifications within that licensure requirement for the state of Hawaii. So with all the excitement that we're seeing with governments now starting to have some interest in oversight of health education practice, you have Hawaii starting to look at licensure and including certification in that process. You have Arkansas, New Jersey saying that in order to work in health education roles, you need to be certified. Recently, NCHEC decided to develop a policy statement on our role in assisting and supporting those government entities that want to provide some type of oversight for practice in their state. So just last week, actually, our Board of Commissioners passed and approved a policy statement on government oversight of health education specialists. And this lists out what type of support you can expect to receive from NCHEC if your government or entity is thinking to try to develop some type of policy to have oversight or supervision of health education specialist practice. So specifically, if you contact NCHEC, and that would be Melissa, who's sitting right here, NCHEC will respond in several ways. We can provide detailed information about the health education specialist's 7 areas of responsibility and subsequent competencies and subcompetencies. Secondly, we can actually give a history and rationale, provide testimonies, obviously, on this for periodic role delineation projects for the framework that NCHEC uses for quality assurance process. Third, we provide support only to entities including the CHESS and MCHESS credential as one of the criteria for any government oversight measure toward eligibility, review, and hire of health education specialists. And lastly, we're more than willing to provide support in any official testimony that the CHESS and MCHESS credential be the standard for hiring and review of health education specialists by government entities. So if you did see some of the discussion on the heater recently about health education, the profession, and the certifications, one thing that we want to say is that it starts with you guys in your individual states to get the ball rolling. And then contacting NCHEC is important to be able to provide the support here that you might need to be successful in talking to policymakers to hopefully have some of the success stories that we've seen in Arkansas, New Jersey, in the county in Utah, as well as what we're seeing now in Hawaii. And we'll support you, and we think that it's, you know, in terms of quality assurance and advancing our profession, to make sure that we can verify those practicing in health education positions are qualified to do so. I know I tell my students all the time that when they're applying for jobs, they always come to me and say, Dr. Cheney, it appears as if in health education positions, they're hiring more nurses or other types of individuals that have other degrees. What can I do to set myself apart? Obviously, I say, well, this certification, becoming CHES, can actually set you apart. And what we bring to the table different from those professions are those areas of responsibility that we can bring to the table, the process of developing programs, implementing programs, using theory, that other fields actually aren't trained to do. So I think that, you know, looking at this and thinking about health education positions within your own state, county, area, community, thinking about trying to talk to policymakers and decision makers about overseeing and making sure that certified health education specialists are in those roles could help to verify and help with quality assurance as well, that those individuals are qualified to do the job. So what can you do? Obviously, as I mentioned previously, that it is a responsibility of us in the profession to advocate for our profession. There are policy-related competencies. I won't read them, but obviously it's a responsibility of ours to do this. I would also ask that you look at, when you have time, SOPI has a guide to effectively educating state and local policymakers. It's an online document that's free that you can download. It is excellent. It provides a lot of good, not only steps, but also case studies and successes that they have had in advocating at the local and state level. It might give you some ideas of how to get started in your own communities. Also, we think that you should market the credentials as you advocate for the profession. As I mentioned before, if you look at what the credentials do on the individual level and the macro level in terms of verifying the level of practice at both the entry and advanced level, indicating that we have a set of professional skills and competencies for our profession, and what it means for you individually that you have, you know, completed coursework as well as completed or passed a national competency exam and you're devoted to professional development, those things can help not only market you as an individual that is certified, but also the profession. Lastly, I think we need to do a better job of talking to other individuals outside of our profession about what it is that we do and what the credentials mean. And that could just be starting with your employer. So individuals that you work with that are not in our field, to tell them what the certifications are and why they're important. So maybe start with your boss or your employer. I know for me, it could be the dean of my college who might not be in my profession of health education, but maybe in another degree. To really emphasize what the certifications are, what our profession is, and what we do differently from other allied health professions. NCHEC actually, through the direction and supervision of Melissa, developed a CHES MCHES employer video. It is on YouTube. And when you get these slides actually and download it from APHA, I've linked this slide to the video. So you can click on this and actually play. This video is 3 and a half minutes long, and it provides testimonials from employers that aren't in our profession, but that do seek to hire those that are certified in health education positions. The testimonials go as far as to say why they've made that decision, and it's all around quality assurance and verifying that those that they are hiring, they know that if they're certified, those individuals can do the job and will do it well. So I would encourage everyone to go back and watch this video, and you can use that as a tool to advocate to your employer to tell them, here are other places that are seeking to hire those that are certified, and here are the reasons why. Some additional talking points for those of you that are interested in advocating, not only for the certification, but for yourself as well as the profession, is to note that the CHES and MCHES have met specific academic qualifications in health education. We show a commitment to health education field by becoming certified. Credentialing actually distinguishes you as an expert in the area in the process of implementing, developing health education programs. CHES and MCHES is an accredited certification, so as Dr. Gambesha talked to us about NCCA accreditation, having that accreditation obviously gives us a competitive advantage over other certifications that aren't accredited. Certified individuals have a requirement and a commitment of continuing education. So you would obviously show that you're committed to professional development and your own growth, which obviously an employer would want to hear. that you want to stay in tune with what's going on with your profession. In terms of interacting with potential employers, I think it's incredibly important to highlight our areas of responsibility. If you remember, the way in which our field developed those areas of responsibility is from our job analysis, where we're looking at contemporary practice of individuals at both the entry and advanced level. So going back to those areas of responsibility, the competencies and sub-competencies, you can talk about your ability to work or the skill sets that you have on each of those levels. So focus on the strengths. I think I just lost power. I'm back. Focus on the strengths and skill sets, such as an experience assessment, program planning, and also health behavior change, research evaluation, all of which are part of the areas of responsibility in our framework. Focus on your certification as a strength. I'm just going to come off here. Can you hear me? So focus on your certification as a strength. And discuss how the certification enhances and assures quality for your employer. So when you're interviewing or talking to your colleagues and employers about what it is that you do, for those of you that are certified, I think a couple of you raised your hand earlier, you really should talk about your expertise because of your certification, as well as what we're doing in the health education profession. Discuss how the certification enhances, I've already mentioned that, assures quality outcome, and also regardless, we have one MCHESS. Do we have other MCHESS in the room? One advanced level? We'll talk about the differences between the entry and advanced level certifications. I think that's really important because our job analysis actually did verify that we do have two distinct levels of practice in our profession. And then lastly, highlight qualifications required to acquire and maintain your certification. Okay, with that, thank you. I'd like to take this time to thank all our presenters.